purpose of study of Buddhism is to have perfect understanding of things. And subjectively to understand ourselves and especially what we are doing in our everyday life. What kind of activity we are involved in. Now why we suffer, we have such a conflict in our society or in our family. Or within ourselves. So to understand with good understanding of subjective world and objective world and what is going on in objective world and in within ourselves. If we, realize, if we see things as it is, and if we know, aware of what we are doing, actually, with good understanding of those things, we will, know what we should do. And this is, intellectual understanding of a study of Buddhism. And this intellectual study include dualistic study and non-dualistic study. There are two ways of studying Buddhism. And then what you should do is to have real experience of Buddhist way. So study and practice is different, Even though you have good understanding, if you do not follow the way, follow your understanding, it will not help you. We are now studying a kind of scripture which was written by Chinese great Zen master entitled Sandokai. And last night I explained what do we mean by darkness and what do we mean by brightness. Darkness means something which we cannot see or think about. It is something which is beyond our intellectual understanding. That is darkness. Darkness does not mean, something, some dark, place which you do not know. Of course, we do not know what is going on at the darkness, but you are afraid of it. You have a kind of fear about if you are in dark place. But what we mean by dark, utter darkness, means, you know, something which is beyond our understanding. You know, in this room is pretty dark right now, you know. But still you can see, things in this room. If there is no light, in utter darkness you cannot see anything. But it does not mean there is nothing. There is many things, but you cannot see, that's all. So, utter darkness means, you know, something which is beyond our understanding. And brightness means something you can understand in terms of good or bad, or square or round, or red or white. So, brightness means various things, and darkness means one whole being in which many things exist, you know, something which includes everything. Even though there are many things, but the thing which includes everything, moon and stars and everything, you know, is so big, so we are, just a tiny speck of big being. So, you know, when we think, we say that is darkness. Darkness means something which includes everything. You cannot get out of it, you know. If there is some place where you can go, that place is also included in darkness. That kind of big being is utter darkness, where anything can be acknowledged, you know, because everything is so small. But it does not mean there is nothing. Various things exist in one whole big, great big. Our study, usually, whatever the study may be, is always, you know, going in the realm of brightness. So we discriminate things. This is good or this is bad. Agreeable or disagreeable. Right or wrong? No. Big or small. Round or square. In this way, we study things. And we live in this world saying this is good or this is bad. Now, whatever it is, you know, things which is which you deal with, it's you know, things which is in brightness, things which is in duality, dualistic world. So it is, but it is necessary for us to know, you know, utter darkness of the being. Where there's, you know, nothing to see or nothing to think about. This kind of experience will be experienced in only in Dzogchen practice, but in your thinking or listening to lecture or talking about teaching, we cannot study what is actually darkness. And now I'm talking about, of course, I cannot talk about darkness. But I can talk about something which we can understand, and which, by which you will be encouraged to practice Dzogchen, which will lead you to the experience of darkness. Darkness, you know, sometime we call it nothingness or emptiness, you know, in comparison to somethingness. Sometimes we say no mind. No mind means utter darkness. No mind. You don't think there. I fear I went too far. I fear I went too far, so I have to go back to some bright room. It is too dark to see your face, you know. One by one, it's too dark. But I will try to see each one of you and what kind of problem you have. I think I must, you know, go back to our everyday problem. While I was talking with some student said, I was talking about, you know, my relationship to my wife. I have many complaints about her. But I cannot, no, I don't think I can live without her. That is, to tell the truth, what I really feel. Since I came to Tassara, I learned many, a kind of proverb, hen-pecked. It is a very interesting word, hen-pecked husband. Always. There is no time to raise his head. Always pecked by hen. Still, he needs, hen. He feels as if, it is impossible to live with her, maybe better to get divorced from her. Sometimes he may think in that way. But sometimes he may think, oh, but I cannot live with her, without her. So I cannot live with her, with it. But I cannot live without her. I cannot live with her, and I cannot live without, nor can I live without her. With her, no. Without her, no. What should we do? That is the actual problem we have. We have in the relative world of brightness, where lamp is, bright. When lamp is bright, we can see myself and wife. When there is no lamp, there is no problem. But we don't, think about utter darkness of the room. We always, suffer from the light which we can see by our eyes, which we can hear by our ears. That is what we are doing. So in this world of brightness, it is difficult to live, without things. Of course, difficult, impossible. With things, it is also difficult. That is a problem we have. What shall we do? With things, it is too much. Without things, we have no means, no purpose of living in this world. In this way, we have many problems. But slightest idea of utter darkness, which is the other side of the brightness, then you can, you will find out the way how to live in this brightness of the world. In brightness of the world, you will see something good and something bad, and man and woman, or something right and something wrong. This, you know, world of differentiation, different things exist in different form and color. At the same time, you know, in this world of forms and various forms and color, at the same time, we can find equality, you know, on everything. You know, only chance for us to be equal, to be on equal, on an equality, is to have it to, you know, to be aware of or to realize it's his own form and color, and to respect its own form and color. Only when you respect yourself as a man or as a woman, as a learned or as a ignorant, then, you know, we, each one of us, has equal value. This is the only way to be on an equality. Equal means, looks like, you know, to share something, you know, equally with everyone. But we don't think that is possible, you know. Actually, that is a kind of dream. You cannot share things equally. Even though we share things equally, some, if, for instance, if we share our food equally, someone may like it, someone may not like it, you know. It is impossible for us to share things equally. and to have same, right, or responsibility, or duty, or commitment, it's not possible. But only when we realize our own capacity, our own physical, you know, strengths, or nature of man and woman, then, you know, and respect our nature or characteristic, then we will have, you know, each one of us will be in an equality. This equality is a little bit different from usual equality. You know, here is a cup and in which I have some water. Water and cup is not equal, you know. Water is water, and cup is cup. But, you know, if water want to be a cup, that is not possible. And it is true, it's a cup. Cup cannot be water, you know. Cup should be a cup and water should be water. So when water is in a cup, you know, water serves its own purpose and cup will serve its own purpose. Then cup without water means nothing, you see. water without cup means nothing to us. Water, when water is water and cup is cup, you know, and cup and water, you know, on the other hand, take some activity or relationship with each other, or relations interdependent, become interdependent, then, you know, water will have its own value, and the cup will have its own value. In this case, we say cup and water is on an equality. Freedom, we say, but freedom, there's if you think freedom is just to be to ignore rules and to act as he wants without thinking anything, that is maybe a freedom, you may say. But that kind of freedom does not exist, actually. That is, you know, a kind of a dream. We say that kind of, you know, dream is delusion, you know. Something which does not actually exist. But sometimes we care for it. But actually it doesn't exist. So, we shouldn't, we shouldn't be involved in vain effort to try to catch, you know, crowd, you know. You cannot catch a crowd or a mist. So, how, you know, to be out of, you know, the difficulty, how to get out of the difficulty is, you know, to have good understanding of, good understanding of ourselves, you know, and to know what we are doing, and to know what is possible and what is not possible. And we should be very realistic, you know. Or else whatever you do, it will not work. If you enjoy your daydream, that is another matter. Sometimes it is good to think something, you know, which is impossible. You know, dreaming about, you know, something which is wonderful. You know, that is good. Because, you know, the purpose of the dream is just to enjoy it, like you see a movie, you know. And you feel as if you became a movie star. That is good. That is good, but that cannot be our final goal of life, you know. So we should know what is delusion and what is reality. And when we sincerely involved in good practice, you know, we should not dream of something which is impossible. We should work on which is something possible to attain, to realize. So, equality, you know. Another side of, you know, differentiation is equality. Because things are different, there is equality. Things are on equality. When you understand equality of man and woman in its true sense, you know, we have no more that kind of problem. I cannot live without her. When you feel in that way, you know, don't know who is her and who is you. When we realize that she is, you know, she is important because she is in that way. Because she is, taking care of me. Sometimes it may be too much. She is, you know, she is important. Because she is in that way. Because she is, taking care of me. Sometimes it may be too much. But, you know, that is her nature. And nature of man is something different from that, you know. He is thinking about something, you know, he is usually more idealistic, you know, and thinking about something which is, which looks like almost impossible, not so realistic, and he is going, trying to go on and on, without thinking about what will happen. To him, if he do it, you know. So, you know, the wife may say, "Oh, don't do that. It is too soon. Wait." if she say, "So you think, oh, I must do it right now," you know, you will feel in that way. So you say, "I can not live with her." That is her nature, you know. So careless, you know, hasty man wants careful, you know, more conservative, emotional, you know, woman. So sometimes she may be very angry with her husband. But that is also her nature, you know. Because of her nature, he is important. So, you know, you may say, yeah, I cannot live without her. So, that you say, I cannot live with her, is wrong. Something is missing in your understanding when you think you cannot live with her. I cannot live without her is right, you know. The other day I said the character of man in Chinese character, you know, like this, you know, supporting with each other, man and woman, maybe one and man and woman, or maybe a teacher and disciple, you know. If there is no disciple, no teacher, if there is no teacher, there is no disciple, you know. So, teacher and disciple, when they exist, you know, like this, supporting with each other, there is, you know, monastery. If, you know, everything exists in that way, that is, you know, our understanding. So, that we cannot exist without her or without it is right. And there is, you know, many difficulties, you know, will be created when you lack this kind of true understanding of the other side of the meaning of the other side of each event or fact or things. The good, another side of good will be bad. And the other side of the bad will be good. So that is, you know, reality. So dark side of the bright side, the other side of the darkness is brightness. You may say this room is dark, but it is brighter than, you know, basement where there is no light. And even basement is brighter than, you know, brighter than hall of a moor. So bright, you cannot say bright or dark. Actually, bright or dark is only in your mind. There's no bright or no dark in reality. But sometimes we have to have some standard or some rules or some means of communication. So, so we say good or bad, agreeable or disagreeable, but that is just words. We should not be caught by words. We shouldn't stick to words. That is, you know. But usually we stick to words, you know. When your girlfriend, I don't like you, you know, if she says so, you, you know, take that word literally. But she didn't mean so, you know. Maybe opposite. Because she likes you so much, You know, sometimes she feels, I don't like you, I hate you. But it is not actually so. If we stick to words, without observing things from both sides, you will, you know what to do about things. Excuse me, but our eyes, unfortunately, open towards, outside. So we cannot see, inside of ourselves. It means that we are liable to be concerned about some others practice or some others life. And you will be very critical with others. And even though you start to think about what kind of practice I should have, which way we should take, But still, in that way, you cannot find out your own way, because still your eyes, and your thinking is directed to outside. Which way I should take, when you say so, way is there, and I is here. And I is not. Realize. No, you don't know what is I. And what do you think about the way you should go, this way or that way? And you are completely ignorant about yourself. So you criticize yourself as if you criticize others. That's a terrible thing, So you cannot exist in this world because of your sharp criticism. It is easy to criticize others, And so it's to criticize yourself, too. It is easy. Quite easy. But it may be a little bit difficult because you don't feel so good. But even though you don't feel so good, you will criticize yourself anyway. And you suffer. That is what we are doing, you know, every day. Why we suffer is because, you know, something is missing in your understanding of what you are doing. So Buddhist, you know, understands things, you know, which look like exist outside, is actually exist inside of yourself. When you think he is not good, it means that, you know, you he is, you know, actually within yourself. It is picture of yourself. He is not good. When you say so, you are, you know, criticizing someone within yourself. No one exists, nothing exists outside of yourself. This understanding is, you know, understanding which includes everything. Understanding of big mind, which includes everything. So things happen only within yourself. So things, you know, it is, you know, activity of your life, you know, within yourself, like your, you know, stomach is, you know, digesting things. But by thinking mind, you know, by thinking mind, here is, you know, heart, and here is tummy, you know, you understand in that way. And there is not much relationship, you know, in your, according to your understanding. There's not much relationship between tummy and heart. So, by big surgery or by operation, you can take, cut off your tummy. You know, you understand in that way our physical activity. But it is not actually so. It is closely related to with each other. So if you make your tummy strong, the heart will be also stronger. So there is no need. It is not always necessary to, you know, to have big operation on your heart. When we understand ourselves in that way, you know, I think so there's no need to say tummy or heart anymore. So when you don't know what is going, you know, in your physical body, you are complete, you are in complete health. So when you don't talk about, you know, he or she or me, you know, then your life is pretty sound and good. How you obtain this kind of complete harmonious life within yourself is by practice. The to talk about things is to, you know, to arrange your food on your dish, you know. Every morning, you know, my students arrange food beautifully, you know, on each dishes, on each dish. But, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, if I eat and chew it, all mixed up, you know, in our mouth, and I just taste, I have just taste of food, and no color or no beauty, or no goma, sesame seed, or no brown rice in our mouth. So even more so, when it reaches to my tummy, I don't know even what it is in my tummy. When things, you know, in full activity, you know, there's no idea of good or bad, you know, this or that. But it is good, you know, to see things in different dishes, you know, and different way, and in different color. It is good, but so it's to think about, you know, food, your life, or nature of man and woman is good. But, you know, even though you think about it, you know, it doesn't, you know, mean much unless you, you know, really have a taste of it, taste of our life. Unless you chew it up and mix them together and swallow it in your tummy, it doesn't make much sense. So, why we talk about, I didn't talk about this. I'm sorry. But, so indirectly, I was talking about it. Why we study this kind of thing is, you know, to study Buddhist study like this is just to arrange our food in different dishes and appreciate, you know, the color and form of it. But eventually, you know, we must eat it, you know. If you eat it, there's no such teaching at all. That is darkness of the teaching. No teaching whatsoever. No teacher or no disciple. No Buddha or no Christ, you know. When we eat it, you know, actually eat it. How to eat it is practice. Actual practice is how to eat things, or how to chew it up, or how to mix it together. And we are fortunate, you know, even though we mixed up together, we know how to analyze things in various ways to know what we have been doing, you know. This is important to analyze your psychology, to analyze your practice. This is important, but this is, you know, actually shadow of your practice, not actual practice. So our practice will go on and on in this way, arranging carefully, you know, and mixing together, and chewing it up, and analyzing our practice again to see what is going on, what am I doing, you know. In this way, you know, our practice goes on and on. Tomorrow we will arrange things and mix it and chew it and digest it, and again our practice will go on and on. So at end of the Sandokai, Sekito Zenji says, if you go in this way, step by step, you know, there's not matter of 1,000-mile trip or 1-mile trip. If you go, when you start to go on and on, you know, in this way, arranging things, mixing things, and analyzing, you know, analyzing in bright light, mixing things in dark room, you know. Our practice goes on and on, endlessly. Then there is no, you know, enlightenment, or no fall, no ignorance, because we are going on and on and on. And we are always on the path of the Buddha. But if you stick to, you know, if you stop working and stick to the idea, you know, of good or bad, then you will have big river, difficulty of big river or high mountain, because you create river for yourself and you create mountain for yourself, but which doesn't exist. When you analyze, when you criticize yourself, you know, you think you are like that. It is, you know, you have some special concept or understanding of yourself in terms of good or bad. But it is not actually so. But you create some difficulty for yourself. That is what we are doing. I have some more time. maybe, you know, I have, I think better not to continue this kind of talk anymore. Do you have some question so far? Could you hear me? Ah, good. Thank you. Do you have some question? Hey.
When you said Zazen was darkness, listening to lecture was bright. If one listens to lecture with a good understanding, then that's Zazen, right?
About Zazen? Oh, no. Oh, good understanding. You have good understanding. Yeah. When, you know, when you understand, you know, as Sandoka said, even though you recognize truth, that is not enlightenment, you know. That is not enlightenment, but it will encourage you, you know, your practice. And you will know why you practice that. You see. You are arranging things, you know, by my recipe, you know, by Buddhist recipe. And you are cooking something here. Now, you know, here it's, you know, some dish to eat. So, we should eat. How you eat it is to practice that. So this food, this our recipe, is, you know, prepared for people who practice Zazen. So if you eat it, you know, it will help your practice.
Rashi, you said that Zazen was darkness, and lecture was bright, and things are bright, and maybe also you talked about re being this and g being that. But what I wanted to know is, can you really separate them?
No. It is not possible to separate. That is a good point. You know, we are separating, you know, tentatively, which is not possible to separate. So even though it is like two sides of a coin, you know, this side is brightness, and the other side is darkness. So I am talking about this side, you know. And by your practice, you will see the other side. And you will see whole picture of this book. That is reality. So if you think, you know, by your practice, you will understand something which is completely different from this side. That is big mistake, you know.
Rashi, is the reason that I was wondering why you talk about one side and the other. Is it impossible to speak about both sides together?
Both sides together is not possible, because, you know, if you talk about it, you know, it is bright side. only when, you know, what I can say is about the other side of the bright side. This side is not possible to talk about. But, you know, to talk about this side, because I have some experience or understanding of the other side, I can talk about this side. If I have no idea of this side, what I am talking about is just, you know, means nothing. It will be poison for you, maybe. How beautifully I may describe it, you know, this side. It is poison, actually. It is something which is quite different from the other side, and which is not possible to mix, you know, to put together. So, something poisonous is something which you cannot, which does not agree with the other side. It's poisonous thing, poisonous teaching. You know, even something poisonous looks like very beautiful, you know. But if the other side is not, is ignored, you know, that teaching is opium or drug. It doesn't accord with the other side of the life. Okay, is that what you are asking? Maybe my answer is a little bit, you know, doesn't fit exactly.
Well, we can't an emphasis penetrating perfect dharma before I forget the lecture. And I'm just wondering how the lecture enters into darkness, or what? I'm wondering, how is this lecture teaching? How is it something besides brightness?
How? Excuse me.
I was wondering, how is the lecture Zazen?
How can I talk about Zazen?
No.
How? What is?
I just wondered. What is Teisho?
Teisho. Teisho is a little bit different from, you know, Teisho is to give encouragement, you know. Not just talk about it, but to give some suggestion, you know. And to help people to have good understanding of our practice. Is Teisho. It should not be dead words. The words must come from actual experience of, I don't want to say, but actual experience of enlightenment. This is a big word. You know, actual experience of reality. Is Teisho. Should be, you know, should not be dead words. Should not be some words, you know, which we study, or which we read in some book. That is, you know, the difference between Teisho and lecture. Maybe, strictly speaking, lecture is, you know, to give some knowledge of something is lecture. Teisho is includes, or most part of the Teisho is to give, to help people's
actual practice and enlightenment. So, yeah, as you say, there's a little difference between. So, actually, we are pushing people towards real practice. That is teisho. To, you know, te means to here is, you know, something which you must have, you know, as a Buddhist. Look, it's teisho, you know. So, without something, you know, something real, we cannot talk about it. You know. If we read my book, this book, you know, after memorizing it, that is not teisho. So teisho is something which comes out from inside, from bottom of heart. That is teisho. So actually, you know, it because I must use words, so I must follow logic, you know, and special technical terms. But sometimes ignoring those, you know, special terms, we can directly speak about it. That is teisho. Sometimes it may not be words. This is teisho. Something to talk about, which is not possible to talk about, is teisho. Excuse me, I cannot explain so well. Hi.
Your lecture on the Sando Kai is supposed to give us understanding, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say that we can't understand this bright side. Unless we understand the dark side, unless we have good zazen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is lecture just skillful means? I mean, just because we talk a lot.
Why I say so, you know, you will stick to my words, you know. So, I, after giving you some lecture, I, you know, take it from you. That is, you know, just intellectual thing. So you should forget what I said. But you should, you know, sense what the real meaning of my words. You know.
Is this Buddhist skillful means
talking
to the student?
It should be in that way, you know. Whether you, we are Buddhist or not. But Buddhist knows that if we stick to words, we will not, we will be enslaved by words, and we will understand just a little, you know, part of it. So, you know, it is better. After suggesting something, it is better to, you know, cut off his finger, my finger, you know, after pointing at something. When you are interested in something, it may be better to cut off my finger, so that you will not be attached to this thing anymore. And then you will be interested in something which I pointed out. That is words, you know. You explain, you know, how to cook something, you know, by book. But actually, what you do is to cut vegetables and put salt in it and boil it. That is actually what you do. When you forget all about our cookbook, you know, you will be a good cook. As long as you are watching cookbook, if you try to understand, you know, what is written in it, it may take time. It is better to, you know, to study it, you know, by seeing someone who is actually doing it. That is the best way. Teisho is something, you know, to give something directly. But usually, you know, your attitude of listening to it, to think about it, and whether it is good or bad, you know, and wondering, what is he speaking about? Wondering whether it is acceptable for you or not, you know. And if it is good, I will accept it. If it is not good, I will not accept it. Now, that is extra. You don't need to be, you know, so careful. if you just listen to it. And you don't need to try to understand it even, you know. If you don't understand it, it's okay. If you understand it, it is better. That's all. So there should be no special intention of listening to it. Just to listen to it. That is how you listen to teacher. It is different from to study something. But as you are, you know, very logical, mind works very logically. I have to follow some logic, that's all. Because you are logical, I have to be logical, that's all. If you are not logical, you know, I can say whatever I like. I can sing a song even. Yeah. Do you think I'm too logical? Okay. I wish I could do it.
Roger,
yeah.
I've got a nice song.
Huh? Okay. Let's do it. Right now.